you did all this flying, and you never got nauseated in space at all. Did you have any problems with that?
Yes, I did. They called me lead ears. We were all sent to Pensacola, and we spent time in the lab to see if you get sick. And so what they do is they put you in a rotating chair, and they start turning the chair around, increasing the RPM. I'd done all this aerobatic flying and so forth, so they would keep spinning the chair up to the limit, and I would have to be moving my head, touching little things here to try to induce nausea. I got to the limit and never did get sick. Yet, on our flight, I was the only one that got sick. It's really hard to understand, except that there's more to the accelerations than you really are aware of, apparently. They put us in centrifuges and subjected us to 15 Gs because that was real close to the limit of depressed trajectory or elevated trajectory. If you're being launched and you see this trend developing that's going to cause you to be too low or too high, you'd want to take some protective measures.
Like what?
Well, one thing would be a G-suit. Anyway, the early flight malaise was what they finally ended up calling it, or the pukes is what the astronauts call it. About half of the people who go out into space have bouts of nausea. But what is really strange is after 3 days up there, you're immune. You're immune to the nausea. They still don't understand it.
That's got to be a horrible feeling, though, to be up there. You were in Skylab, and you were nauseated.
I didn't think I was nauseated. I just all of a sudden threw up. That was it. If you want to see people move fast, tell them you think you're going to throw up, and they'll get you a barf bag real fast.
Can you buy life insurance as an astronaut?
When I was still training, I saw this ad in the paper about life insurance, so I called this toll-free number. I said, I'm interested in getting one of those million-dollar policies. He said, what kind of business are you in? So I told him, and he just, oh, he thought that was funny. He was still laughing when I hung up. But we were covered with a million-dollar policy by the makers of the spacecraft.